A lot's been said about the border that separates Mexico from the United States. And here in the Sonoran Desert, what perhaps could be considered the epicenter of the contentious immigration debate of our time, there's no shortage of individuals with strong emotions about the border.
Since I was 7 years old, I came to Arizona, Nogales, Tucson, Phoenix with my family.
Alejandra Platt Torres has some very personal emotions about the border. She's also a photographer. She has an exhibition at the Arizona State Museum titled A World Separated by Borders. She says the motivation for these images came from her own experiences living in a land separated by what she calls an arbitrary barrier.
I always come here in a very friendly way. You know, people from Sonora, we like to come to Arizona to shop, to have vacation and having fun, whatever.
Platt Torres says that her binational experiences as an inhabitant of this region led her to focus her camera on the border dynamic.
This is a migrant from South Mexico.
On the stories that unfold throughout this landscape every day, but are sometimes hidden from view.
Right now I'm documenting. That's what I'm doing. I like portraits, but now I need to document more. Not only portraits, people. I need to document everything. Everything, you know, landscape, objects, people.
The photographs in this exhibition show both sides of this world separated by borders and the experiences of those that are trying to bridge the divide. And although the artist says that she is acting as a documentarian, the images reveal an artistic sensitivity to the subject matter. Platt Torres says she often focuses the camera away from the faces of the migrants. And in her images, we see only the small details that hint at the trauma of these migrants. As viewers, we are allowed to imagine the stories.
These are kind of representative of many, many people and the things that have happened to them.
Margaret Regan is the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly. She's also the guest curator for A World Separated by Borders.
And I'm also the author of a nonfiction book about the border called The Death of Joceline, Immigration Stories from the Arizona Borderlands.
Regan is familiar with the stories of death and suffering in the desert through her reporting. And she says the images in this exhibition provide a unique perspective of the migrant experience.
Alejandra's focus, as my focus was when I was doing all that reporting, is about the journey itself. And the fact that we put these people through all these hoops, right? We make it very difficult to get across. We have made it dangerous to get across. And yet if they get through all those hoops, we have welcomed their labor, and they're fine. You know, once they're here, okay. You know, go wash dishes at Panda Express. You know, or yeah, sure. You know, do my gardening for me or put a roof on my house. So, I think you know Alejandra's contribution is that this very dangerous journey is still taking place.
Regan says the number of bodies found in the Arizona desert has decreased slightly over the past few years, but the numbers are still around 200 deaths per year, a number she likens to the catastrophe that would be experienced if a jetliner crashed in the desert.
We have a cataclysm like that taking place every year, but it's many of the deaths are anonymous. They're individual, they're scattered in the desert. We don't know who they are. We can't necessarily write their stories, and people aren't paying attention. You know, that's what Alejandra is doing. She is showing us what that journey is like.
This particular journey is depicted as cyclical in a world separated by borders. The migrants begin in Mexico. They enter the U.S. in a gamble of life and death and return to Mexico separated from the life they've created in the north. This is a way of life that Platt Torres knows firsthand.
My great-grandfather was a migrant in Mexico, and he stayed there. So our families, we are maybe 500 people from that family. And I understand that he didn't return to the United States anymore. He stayed in Mexico. So that's what we like, Mexico, maybe. We love Mexico, or my family. And that was one of the reasons also that I decided to do this project. I was separated by borders, un mundo separado por fronteras.
A World Separated by Borders is on display at the Arizona State Museum. You can tune in to AZ Illustrated tonight on PBS HD, Channel 6, to see a video on the exhibition. It airs at 6:30. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.